Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Markey, please?
Hello.
Hi, Douglas.
Yes.
Hi, Douglas. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal, sir. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yes.
How are you, Douglas?
Yeah, I'm fine, fine.
Fantastic. Douglas, have you got a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, please?
Yeah. Real time, here. Hold on. Wait, okay, go on.
So, as I said earlier, Douglas, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. I just want to have a quick 5 minutes with you regarding your case, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Douglas, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. My role here as a senior investigator is to get to know you as much as I possibly can, get to know your story. Before we present all of our evidence to the Scottish Redress for your claim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to drag up all the old stuff that you've already told us, Douglas. It's unfair of me to drag you over those emotional coals. But I do need to understand, you know, how your time in care had followed you into and affected you in your adulthood. The reason I'm speaking, Douglas, is obviously, you know, if there is sort of drugs or depression or mental health, I can write.
Well, I think all my issues stem from originally when I was a child, from my mother splitting up from her father.
Yeah.
So it stems from that. Just if you understand that my mum took up be somebody else, so. There was another 4 siblings came on the scene.
Yeah.
So I think from primary school, I was always seen as being destructive and so on. So I think, because I've had many social workers and right through childhood, through adolescence, use different analogies as how to think to stem from when I was a child.
Okay.
So I think what happened was there was the lack of understanding when I was young,
yeah,
from the services that was involved with me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you see the reports on who I was as a child, right through schooling and so on.
Yeah.
So in my view, as an adult, I think a lot of that stemmed from the lack of understanding through the services that was applied to me.
A million percent, Douglas. They weren't prepared or are not prepared to understand kids. They seem to just pigeonhole them.
Well, that's always been my thing as an adult. Not put me in a box, because that's always where I was put as a child, right through adolescence, right through my teens, and that's where all my issues stem from. That lack of understanding. And I said previous to the person before that I wouldn't look at that as a scapegoat, but, I mean, obviously a lot of the issues were brought on sometimes by myself, but I do believe that as a child I wasn't put through the proper criteria right through from being a child right up to after I left school.
Yeah.
And association with drugs, I mean, obviously I've tinkered in drugs and stuff like that, but I feel myself lucky that I had people when the last time I think I offended was maybe when I was 21, but that was through just life experience and going through some of the services that people actually helped me, believe it or not. So now,
yeah,
now I'm an adult, I've sort of got my feet on the ground, and having kids myself, being through that has helped me with them and so on. So it's not always been a negative, but I do believe as a child that really did stem all my issues as becoming an adult.
Okay. No, I get that. I totally understand that. All of our issues, you know, in our adulthood, they all stem from how, you know, what happened to us as children. It massively, it always does. The instability, the lack of, you know, love.
I mean, I've got lots of stories, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of stories with people that have went through the system, because I do feel that I've went through the system and the system didn't help me, and I'm sure it doesn't help kids at the minute. I mean, I could tell you a lot of things. I mean, I was physically attacked from teachers to, like, just hit me rulers, and just the abuse side goes because of the lack of understanding the people that are meant to help the kids, basically. So I've been through the rigmarole yet, and I'm lucky because a lot of friends I have are no longer here through drug abuse and the rest of it goes with it, and just the social aspects, everything that goes on with that.
Yeah, no, of course you are lucky by the sounds of it, Douglas, and not that you haven't been through, you know, what everyone else has been through. You're obviously very lucky that you've found some form of stability with it being your kids, or, you know, certainly your maturity. Have you ever suffered with any depression, Douglas? Have you ever been diagnosed?
I mean, I suffered through depression when I was a child, when I was a teenager, and just into adulthood. And I do believe that, I mean, my thing with that is I do believe that that's affected my whole life. And it's the lack of understanding from some people that are meant to help you. That's what I think. I mean, I've picked myself up now. I mean, I feel that I'm okay now in life. I've got a decent enough job. I've went out and did the training. I've got the stuff behind us now. But that doesn't reflect on what happened when I was a kid, right up until I was in my late teens and into early adulthood. So, but I had to do that myself. And obviously, people that I'd met along the way helped me with that. So, I mean, I'm not putting a negative on everything that the services. I'm just, in my experience, through when I was a child, right up to, like, when I left school, I never had that help or support.
Did you get any help or support from your GP or doctor, any sort of medication?
Yeah, I'd been to I mean, as I said to you, I had issues with drugs, but I wasn't one for letting the drugs control me, so... I had been at the GP regarding some of the issues, but in my view, just with the amount of people that probably lost around me as grown up, then it was something that probably I rejected at the time. So I'm lucky in that sense that I didn't go on the drug route. I mean, I did dabble in drugs and stuff like that, so I would never say that I didn't, but lucky for me that I'd seen the negative side of it.
Did you have any sort of medication for mental health?
No, that was the mental health issues I had was the consultants and the people that I talked to through some of the when I first went to when I first came the first time out of prison when the detention centre that I went to Glen Oakles, then I did get a lot of help after I came out there. But that was through SACRO and getting relocated into a house with the other people in the same situation as I was in.
Okay.
So I think that was when I was roughly about 17, 18. And then, obviously, I'd went to Pullman as well, just the other issues through crime. And
Sorry, Douglas.
Pullman's a Young Offenders Institute as well.
Okay.
And obviously I'd been in care before that when I think I was maybe 12, 13. Just with the state of what was happening at school. So that's what I meant by putting in a box, and you probably understand that as well. But,
of course.
Yeah. So it's been a road, I think I've dealt with it. I'm still alive, so I count myself lucky there. So
to be honest with you, Douglas, I mean, just talking to you, and obviously you sound very much put together. It sounds like you've overcome a lot of this on your own, and it sounds like, you know, it may not have gone, but it sounds like you're dealing with it really, really well, which is amazing to hear.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I think what changed my life is some of the people that I met at SACRO, they guys are no longer with us, but they're a lot older than me at the time, but they'd obviously went through the system as well and probably experienced the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
So in my view, they were the ones that helped me through that. And then in my 20s, I went and done volunteering reaction for children. So I did that for maybe 10 years, which was the principle of that was trying to help other kids in the same situation that I was in.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
So as far as I seen that, that was my thing back to society for the crimes that I committed before that. So I know, and I've said to you before, and I'll always say it, that I'll never condone what I've did. I mean, I've done wrong, so I know that. But I do feel that when I was growing up, I never had that support or help to not do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It
makes perfect sense. No guidance.
Yeah, so
there's no guidance. How do you know how to
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, now I have five kids. I mean, I'm no longer with the partner that I was with, but when I first had my oldest daughter, I mean, my goal was to make sure that none of my kids end up the way I ended up. So
yeah.
I've got five kids, four of them have got degrees. I'm dealing with my youngest son, well, my only son, but he's got type 1 diabetes and he has his own issues. So the guidance that I had when I was older has probably helped me trying to guide him. So
that's amazing.
Positive. And I always look on positive side. So
that's amazing outlook.
That's like everybody, probably anybody. Yeah, I know. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people sort of, I don't know how they deal with that in adulthood, but I would never try to look on the negative. But at the end of the day, it's something that's happened, and I'll just have to deal with that.
Yeah. Who's that
sarcoid
or
sarco? Sacro was a rehabilitation thing that they had.
So sacro.
Yeah, it's no longer there, but it was something that was set up.
Will that be by like a local authority set up, or will that be a
private? Yeah, it was a local authority, yeah.
Is that in Dundee, is it?
Yeah, it was in Dundee, yeah.
Okay, I'll write to the local authority in Dundee and see if I can get as much information as I can from your time at Sacro and the visits there.
What happened was, that's like a rehabilitation thing to put you back into society. So after I lived in the detention centre, then that was set up as like you live there. Basically, that rehabilitates you to go back into society, as if that's a good or bad word, I don't know, but and that's what it was.
Okay. The only reason why
I'll tell you what it was. It was Scottish Rehabilitation of Offenders. I think that's what it was. I think that's what it stood for.
Okay.
So it was for younger people rather than... But no, to be fair, there's older people there, guys that have been long-term prison stuff and that.
Okay. I'll gather as much information as I possibly can for you, Douglas. Obviously, like I said, I need to try and paint a picture of the life you've been knocked into unfairly, or the life you were knocked into, sure, is probably more accurate, due to the fact of, you know, what happened to you as a youngster.
I do believe that that's where it stemmed from. It stemmed from when my mum split from a partner at the time, plus the fact that I'd lost a sibling at that time as well. So, although I didn't remember it, it obviously affected my mum, who then had a knock-on effect in the cell, and then obviously the split happened between my mum and my dad at that time. And then it was my mum remarried with another family who then had four siblings. But I don't know. I've been at some, when I worked reaction for children, then I'd been to some of the seminars regarding the makeup of kids and how they grow up and stuff. So I have a decent understanding of some of that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So when I get the information, or whatever information I get, Douglas, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, it'd be good just to talk. I mean, at the end of the day, talking's the best thing, and if you didn't talk, then everything builds up. So it's emotional, and it sort of touches on some of the nerves, but hopefully it helps. So
Sometimes I'll just...
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do, Douglas. Once I send you the information, we can have it in front of us. I may even come up to Dundee to see you, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'll be here anywhere between 6 and 8 months' time. What we'll do is we'll go through it. We'll talk about absolutely everything. Make sure your statement is as accurate as you can remember. And then I'll submit that to Scottish Redress. What will then happen, Douglas, is we'll get what's called a panel date. From there, they will judge on your case. Hopefully we'll get an offer, and then we'll advise you whether to accept or reject.
I could only tell you, I think that's really where it actually stemmed from, is just the lack of understanding from the services that were put in place at the time. I understand that more because I've actually worked in that environment, as in, like I say, I went worked with Arts for Children, and that was put on through one of the guys that helped me through a lot of difficult times. So I understand. Nowadays, it's probably more difficult for kids. I don't know if it is or not, but in my case, with my son, I think that it's the same thing. They put kids in a box now.
It's like this ADHD and autism.
ADHD. I was never diagnosed with dyslexia. I was never diagnosed with any mental or physical disabilities. You know what I mean? So it's just a lack of understanding, probably.
Unfortunately, like you said, I mean, we could go back and say it was the sign of the times, but it's probably...
The easiest thing in the world is probably to blame somebody, I'm not trying to blame anybody. I mean, a lot of the issues are probably caused in the inactions, but then again, it's got to stem from somewhere.
Massively. Okay, do you have any questions for me, Douglas, on how I'm going to take your case forward?
No, I mean, I think... The only thing is just to make it as accurate as possible. I mean, at the end of the day, I'll only tell you the truth. So that's how it is.
Yeah, well, that's why I do what I do, is go out and get, obviously, proof that you're in these institutions. First and foremost, I'm not saying that you're lying, but so we can present it. You know, Douglas was here on this date. These are his entry papers. This is his exit.
Yeah, so that goes through the social work thing, doesn't it? Because I do know that my social work history goes back to when I was about five, at least five.
Five or six,
I would imagine. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So, give me 2 sec. Social services.
Yeah, from primary anyway. Definitely from primary school, because I had a lot of issues at primary school. And I vaguely remember when I was young meeting up with some of the social workers, probably when I was about 10, and then I was put to Duncalf's approved school, which is in Dundee as well. So that's another one that I remember, Duncalf's. That's what it's called, Duncalf's. So I was put there. And they used to have the Red Line bus. I don't know if you remember that, but that's what it was called.
No, sir.
Well, the Red Line bus, basically it was a bus that you got taken in the morning that had a red line down it, so that was another abuse that I had to suffer when I was young as well.
Yeah, you must have just write a target on your back.
Yeah.
Throw a target on your back. Nightmare.
And I don't know how many years I went there, but I was definitely in the younger years. I'm sure probably if I was about eight till I was about 11, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to write to social services in Dundee. I'm going to request all of your information. I'm going to write to the local authority.
It'd be good, actually, to get that information as well, because it's a vague history that I have in memory-wise, so it'd be good to get a chart of the life at that early age.
Yeah, this is your journey, Douglas. If I can help you piece some of the puzzles together along the way, then all the better. You know, it's, like I said, it's not just a monetary thing that the money's not going to fix.
Oh, it's never about that. It's not in my view anyway, but it's an understanding, and it's an understanding in this stage of life, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so just obviously because of the sensitivity and the nature of this claim site, Douglas, I need to give you, obviously, make sure that you understand our fees, understand what other options are out there for you before I progress. To let you know, Douglas, you could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm. Obviously, that would entail you gathering your own evidence and submitting that to Scottish Redress yourself. And then it's obviously a case of, do you trust them to give you a fair shake, a fair compensation package? Obviously, we've been let down by these institutions multiple times in the past. So that's option one. Option two, there are other law firms out there who won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the government. They're a part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. And they get paid £2,000 per case, whether you win, lose or draw. Now, I can't comment legally on those law firms or their processes. The only thing I can say is we've actually rejected that scheme. We've told the Scottish Government we don't want their money. We want to put skin in your game, so that's why we enter into a joint venture with you, a no-win, no-fee agreement, where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose. It's in our best interest to get you the maximum amount of recognition and compensation. We do that under a no-win, no-fee, obviously, which is our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So you'll never pay us more than...
See, at the end of the day, I've told you, it's not just about the money, it's about the whole process. I'd like to, my understanding is that I want to understand what happened when I was a kid, really.
Yeah,
so I've never had access to any of that information.
Okay.
And I think that's another thing as well. You don't get access to that information unless you go looking for it. But at the end of the day, if these are doing it for me, then I'm happy with that.
Okay. So obviously you won't pay us more than 20% on anything. You may pay us less, dependent on how long or how much work we put into your case, or is needed to be put into your case, should I say, because it sounds like we're being a bit lazy there. Also, if we're unsuccessful or you're unsuccessful, we won't charge you. There's no commercial recompense to us. We are genuinely in this together. Do you understand those three separate options?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Douglas?
100%, yeah.
Perfect. Just to let you know, say you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period. What that means is up until the day 14, you can rip up our agreement, walk away. We won't work on your case, obviously, but you do have the right to waive that 14-day, and obviously we can get started on your case straight away.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period, Douglas?
No, just do what you need to do. That's fine. I'm happy with just...
Okay. Yeah, perfect. What I'll do, Douglas, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. You've got my number now. It may change, but there will always be an answer message for this number. If you need me, ring me, leave a message, and I'll get back to you. But I'll send you my contact details and all of our MMA's contact details.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be actually good just to see the whole process. That's probably what I'm looking for.
Okay. I will...
From day one, as they say.
Yeah, I'll get you a run through of everything that we're doing, a cover letter, if you like. I'll have my contact details and any after-hour contact details that you need, that you may need to... Is that okay, Douglas?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, that's... thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being brave and speaking to me, buddy. Thank you. I'm so glad that your life turned out on a positive.
Yeah, so am I.
I bet you are. Thank you, Douglas.
Right.
Lovely speaking
to you. Okay, right. Right, thanks, Ed. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.